My name is Chris Johnson. Over the weekend, I was at a fucking mansion. This ain't no bullshit. Like, this just fucking happened, like, over the fucking weekend. This isn't an old story. This is fucking recent. This just went down. Let me tell you something about this place. 5,400 square feet. I work in the insurance business now. You know what that is? That's a fucking high-value home right there. That's high-value home. I can't insure that fucking place. I'm transferring that place right out. I'm out in the middle of fucking nowhere, New York. Fairport was the name of the town. I had no idea Fairport existed until Saturday. It was a graduation party. Cousin's fiance's graduation party. Done with pharmacy school. We're fucking done with that shit. We're having a party at a fucking mansion. Party started at 6. I arrived at 8. I wanted a bunch of people milling around before I rolled in. I didn't know how much interacting I wanted to do with strangers. Things got a little weird early at the party. I'm in the garage. The fucking garage was dedicated to drinks. Garage door opens from the inside of the house. Some woman walks out. Some crazy drunk asshole. Fucking CDA. I've never seen this woman before in my fucking life. I have no fucking idea who she is. And she looks over and she's like, "Oh, hey. Oh, could you do me, like, the hugest favor ever?" And I've, like, fucking looked up. I'm like, who the fuck is this? CDA, who the fuck are you? I don't know who the fuck you are. So I looked up and I was like, "What? What do you need? Crazy drunk lady I've never seen?" And she's like, "I need you to give me a bottle of water for my pregnant mama." Well, no, wait a second, not my mama. Not me either, I'm not pregnant, but my mom's not pregnant, but I just need, it's for my friend. Can you give me a bottle of water for my friend? So I'm fucking standing in front of a cooler, right? And at this point, she's like two steps away from me. She could reach in the cooler and get the bottle of water. It would take a couple extra steps. But she needs me to do the hugest favor of all time, which is reach into a cooler and hand her some water. "Okay, I'll get you some water, CDA." So I reach in there, I grab water, and I hand it to her. And she's like, "Thank you, my love." And then she just fucking walked away. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? So I take my Coke, I go fucking eat. There's a fucking, like, spread in there. They had it all fucking catered. Some dude walks up to me and he's like, "Hey, Chris Johnson, long time no see." I gotta be honest, I don't know who the fuck that guy was. I even said it to him. I was like, "Dude, I don't know who you are, buddy. Hey." Apparently I met him once before. I saw him out, like, camping or something. They had a bonfire at night. On my back by the bonfire. My cousin's back there, the Big Shot. The Big Shot 241, to be exact. All of a sudden, this dude starts yammering about some other dude. The dude I just met, the dude inside, that knew me from camping. He's like, "Dude, let me tell you something about the last time I saw that guy. Old fucking J-Nex. Last time I saw J-Nex, he was fucking high on shrooms, talking about all the dicks he's been sucking." And I thought, motherfucker, like, that must be why he remembers me. He's marking me for later on. Like, that's a dick I want to get into later on down the line. That's Chris Johnson. I'm going to remember that dick. One day when I get high on those shrooms again, we're going to go at it. So he starts telling a story about all the dicks this guy's sucking and, you know, all the fucking drugs he's been doing and all that shit. Well, funny story, guy's parents are fucking 5 feet away across the fucking fire. These are religious people. I don't know shit about these people, but they were so religious. It was described to me by the Big Shot that, like, look, these people are so fucking religious that this guy thinks gay people should be killed. So, translation, he's a fucking charmer and a prick. I kind of felt bad for fucking J-Nex. Like, man, it's gotta suck. Your dad's a fucking asshole. I know what it's like to have an asshole dad. Later on in the night, the fucking guest of honor rolls out. Old Kay Cox. Kay Cox is pregnant. She just graduated fucking school. She's fucking tired. She's got, like, a fucking baby shower in the morning. She's getting ready to fucking call it a night. She's saying bye to the Big Shot, saying bye to all the fucking guests. She comes out with her fucking friend, that same fucking asshole from the garage earlier, the fucking CDA, the crazy drunk asshole. I'm sitting next to the Big Shot. Kay Cox sits on the Big Shot's lap. You know, it makes sense. They're engaged. They're having a kid together. Crazy drunk asshole fucking looks down at me. She's like, "Who's this guy? I'm sitting on his motherfucker's lap." Bam. I got a drunk ass literally on my fucking thighs at this point. Who the fuck are you? You're sitting in my fucking lap now? I got some fucking crazy drunk mom with two kids sitting on my fucking lap. And then she looks at me. She's like, "Hey, you got a nice lap." "Thanks. I've been getting it ready for you. Don't go too deep." And then there's the thing, like, what do I do with my fucking hand right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, she was, like, sitting on my hand. I can't fucking move my arm out because it gives the illusion that I'm fucking putting my arm around some crazy fucking drunk asshole mom that I've known for literally, at this point, probably a minute's worth of full time. The garage conversation and then some fucker just sitting on my fucking lap. And you know what else I found out at that point? That she's heard the podcast before. Some crazy drunk doesn't know who she's fucking sitting on. She's heard the podcast. Now you're going to be in a podcast, CDA. You're going to fucking be in one. And then she gave me a high five. Then she's running around the fucking fire telling all these strangers, like, that's my friend over there. That's Chris. Sat in that motherfucker's lap. Yes, you did. Yes, you fucking did. What a fucking meeting. What a fucking night. At this point right now, I'm wondering, does she remember any of it? I fucking hope not, because I don't want to have that conversation if I ever see her again and if she's fucking sober. We're not talking about that again. I don't need the weirdness, you know. You can catch me Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays and Wednesdays, new episode days. And then Podbean, baby. Podbean, follow on Podbean. All the episodes are there. It's on Apple Pods, iTunes. I don't give a shit what they call it now, but you'll find it there as well. Google Play, too. And you can subscribe to any of those places. And follow me on Twitter @JohnsonHateYou.